Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want to finish our class today on... I want to finish our class today on the millennium, on the millennial reign of Christ. But before I do, let me just give you a 5-minute brief introduction and maybe a little lesson, if you will. There is a lot, I shouldn't say I'm shocked, but or even surprised, but there's a lot of our Baptist brethren who are falling into that trap of what's called replacement theology. In other words, what that is that Israel is no longer God's chosen people, that the church has replaced Israel for all the promises that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all those promises that they're now given to the church. I heard it again yesterday, and I just sit there amazed. They'll take one verse out of Galatians, one verse, and twist it, make it fit there, and disregard every other verse in Scripture. And I know this goes out on the internet, goes out on the radio, and I'm not a confrontation. I hate confrontations. But I would love one of these preachers that are out here espousing this kind of doctrine. I would love to talk to one of them and hope somebody goes to one of them churches will tell their preacher what they hear this morning. So that preacher called me. Not that I want to have a debate, but I want to open God's word and show them where Israel is still God's people, still God's chosen people. It's like they take Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11 with a pen knife, a pocket knife, and just cut it right out of the Bible. But I want to just share with you a couple verses so you don't get caught up in that trap. This thing about God's done with Israel. Matter of fact, I heard him actually say that they are Satan's people. Some awful thing, awful. This week in another state, they're actually having an anti-Israel conference. They have these are Baptist people, preachers. 5 Baptist preachers who are up there in this area, in the Midwest. An anti-Israel conference, how they're talking about the Jewish people, how to talk about Israel. And I saw some of the excerpts of what some of the different preachers are saying. But let me read you from book what God says, okay? From book of Romans chapter number 9. You may want to jot these verses down, okay? I'm going to read you the first part of Romans 9 and the last verses. First part of Romans 10 and the last part. First part of Romans chapter 11. How God has not forgotten his people Israel. I want you to notice. Matter of fact, remember I told you a couple weeks ago about that phone call I got? We were flying that Israel flag out there, and a guy called me on a Saturday. He was very upset. Wanted to know why we were flying a flag of the synagogue of Satan, what he called them. They're the Jews, the synagogue of Satan. Why are you? They're talking about the bombing of Gaza and all these people they're killing, yada, yada, yada. And I let him talk for a little bit, and then I just... He called me at the house, and for a half hour after I let him talk, I just talked to him about what the Bible says about it. Romans chapter number 9. Again, Paul is writing these three chapters is predominantly about Israel and his people and how the Gentiles were grafted in. I won't get into that, but I want you to notice this. Verse number 1, Romans 9. What does it have to do with the millennium? We'll get into that because they're looking for a kingdom. Israel is looking for the kingdom. Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. When you pray, pray in this manner. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. There will be a kingdom. When Jesus ascended into heaven in Acts chapter number 1, the disciples said, Lord, will thou at this time restore unto Israel the kingdom? No, it ain't for you to know the times to see. Remember what I always said. But there will be a kingdom, the millennial kingdom. And let me give you, before I read, read Romans 9. The reason for the tribulation period is to get those Jewish people prepared for the coming kingdom. Daniel chapter 9, it talks about Daniel's 70th week. It's so clear that it's for thy people, Daniel, the Jewish people, the Israelite people, the Hebrew people, whatever you want to label them. It's for thy people, Israel, and for thy holy city, Jerusalem, to anoint the Most High, all these things. The tribulation period will affect the whole earth, but it's to prepare Israel for the coming king, the millennial reign of Christ. Romans chapter number 9, verse number 1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continued sorrow in my heart. For I wish that myself were accursed from Christ, from my brethren, speaking of Israel, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law, all these things that was given to Israel, and the service of God, and all the promises. Whose are the father of whom is concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. I could read the rest of the chapter, but won't let me. So time won't allow. Go to verse number 30. What shall I say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness now, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at their stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Next verse, chapter number 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved, those Jewish people. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, speaking of Christ, and going about to establish their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Now, let's skip down to verse number 19 and 21 through 21. But I say, did not Israel know? For Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not, but it was manifest unto them that asked not after me. Talking about those Gentiles and how now they're following after God. But to Israel he saith, all day long I've stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. To get all this in context, you kind of get an idea of what he's talking about here. About how Israel refused Christ and all this. Now, look in verse number 1 of chapter number 11. I say then, hath God cast away his people? Speaking of Israel. What's the next two words? Remember, I didn't write this. God forbid. They're heretics. I'm telling you, I wish I could say. They're idiots who get on and say that God is done with Israel. He's telling you right here, God forbid, he's not cast them away.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.